Dr. Thrane, it was announced here this week by Secretary Vilsack that more than 23,000 dairy farmers here in the U.S. had signed up for the margin protection program. Is that number in line with what you thought it might be?
I believe it is. We didn't know, but going into the program and into the sign-up period during the fall and the educational program, we were looking at informal and formal surveys asking producers a show of hands or to actually fill out a survey and send it back in. We did that through national media. And we were seeing somewhere between, at that time, early days, between 35 and 40% saying that they had made a decision that they would, in fact, participate. They didn't indicate at what level, but that they would participate in the program. So when the final numbers came out, I think that, you know, just north of 50% was probably, it was an excellent number and probably somewhat anticipated.
So for those that have signed up in the program, is the process over for them?
No, you know, it's by no means. It's sort of parts of the program. But once they've decided now that they are participating, then they are in the program, and they will have to, regardless of sort of what level they pick, $4 or something, they'll have to pay the $100 every year for the administrative fee through the life of the farm bill. So they're in that respect. As far as making their elections for this 2015 production year, there's nothing more to be done than to wait and see where prices go. And if they, you know, elected a coverage level that triggers a payment, then they'll receive a payment. And if not, then they won't. They will be looking at then 2016. These are all annual decisions, and so the sign-up period will start all over again for the 2016 production year on July 1 of 2015.
Dr. Thrane, I want to go back to this sign-up. Did the extension of the sign-up deadline help?
Well, I couldn't say whether it did. I don't think it was extended for the purposes of trying to increase enrollment. I wouldn't, you know that with any special information or insight. The first extension, there were two, if you remember. The first one was simply because the date that was originally picked was Black Friday after Thanksgiving, and that didn't seem to be a reasonable day to have everyone showing up at the county, Farm Service Agency offices. And so then they moved it to December 5, and then I think the assessment was simply that there still wasn't, there really wasn't an adequate length of time. There was more extension education programming and programs being put on across all of the states, and to give them a little more time to roll these out. We have to remember that the program was officially announced on August 28th and to begin on September 1, and so there was quite a flurry of activity to get everything programmed and in place and rolling. So I think it was moved to December 19th to simply make sure that everyone had adequate opportunity to attend a meeting somewhere in their local area, ask the questions, think about what they wanted to do, and then respond.
All right. Dr. Thrane, anything else in your mind that, that you hope dairy farmers will be thinking about as we move forward?
Well, so certainly they're watching the markets. The markets, I think, are nearing the bottom, particularly for the U.S. Now, one of the things that just keep in mind is that folks watch very carefully now the international prices. They read, you know, the media is everywhere in many sources, and they read about what is going on in New Zealand and their prices being cut by more than 50-55%. But you have to always remember that New Zealand is primarily an export dairy industry, and so they're being hit more, you know, more deeply than we would be, because we have a much broader market for our products than the New Zealand industry. So while we will certainly, to be competitive, track down with world prices, I think that we are not looking at anything that, you know, looks like a calamity, and so 2014 is going to be hard to beat, because it was, in fact, a record year, both in terms of prices, lower feed costs, equity building. So it's difficult to have back-to-back national championship years. You understand, speaking as a Buckeye.